to the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. Both their mind and their conscience are defiled. Well, that's like I say the word retarded, or I say something against my race, and but God knows my heart and there's no hate in it. There's no hate being said with what I'm saying. It's said in a loving way. Yeah. Just know that God is the only judge that matters. Don't worry about what anybody thinks or says about you. This world is so corrupt. We already know this. It's hard to wake up every morning and put on a smile, but you do it anyways because you must go on. When I was little and I used to look at my parents and I don't know, I thought life would be so much different. I thought it would be so much different. I tried to, and I still try to treat people the way I think they want to be treated. But it's only come to bite me in the ass. But I just keep having faith that Jesus is going to come soon. And that all this suffering will not have been for nothing. It happened for a reason. For me to realize that I needed to be with him. And I was taking the wrong path. I thought all paths led to the same place, but they don't. Not all light is the same light. Not all lamps give off the same light either. There's only one book that says the true words. The Quran or the Torah. You can't predict the future with those. When you open it, it doesn't automatically calm you down. The Bible is a supernatural book. Wherever you open it and start reading, wherever, anywhere, it'll make you feel better. Because those are God's promises. And in the Old Testament, he fulfills them in the New Testament. Go on, start reading it. Bring peace to your life. Bring calmness. Bring Jesus into your life. Teach other people about Jesus. And I pray that we're not here next week, that Jesus came and got us. Because this place is just getting worse and worse and worse. God is dog backwards for a reason.